Right now, let's find out what's going on at the movies. We're joined by former RNZ producer and current movie critic, Ellie Ventura. Hello, Ellie.
Hello, how are you?
Good, very interested in your thoughts on both these movies. The first one, the first New Zealand film to be released since lockdown.
Yeah, This Town. Honestly, love this movie.
Really?
Oh, good. Yes, I just want to get that off my chest first and foremost. If you're thinking, you know how some people don't, I don't know, they don't think they're going to like a New Zealand movie, or they, people just seem to, it's a tall poppy thing, I guess. But really, this is going to be a classic Kiwi movie, I think. It's up there with Boy and Hunt for the Wilder People and those really great comedies. I really, really enjoyed it.
Tell me all about it. Tell us about the premise.
So, we're in Thiston, which is, I guess, meant to be this town, but Thiston, which is a rural Kiwi town. There are heaps of farmers. There's one Chinese buffet restaurant.
Yep.
and our protagonist, Sean Buttram, which is actually his name, he likes to go to this Chinese restaurant. And we meet him filming a video for a dating site. And he's really awkward but quite endearing. You know, he's wearing stubbies and that. But we find out very quickly that he has been accused of murdering his entire family, but he's walked free. So I'm sure everyone is thinking, this sounds really familiar. And right off the bat, I will say that I've heard the director, David White, speak. He plays Sean, and he has said this is not about David Bank.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to respectfully disagree with him, sir, because it is very familiar.
Because you can't really write a New Zealand family murder story without at least knowing. Well, you can't write that script without avoiding. How am I trying to say this? It happens in the context of David Bain, whether you like it or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The context already exists. So even if you're not writing it for that reason, immediately when any Kiwi person goes in to watch this movie, they will immediately think of it. And so you might think, well, I mean, how do you make something like, you know, the murder of an entire family funny? But it is funny because of, you know, the way it's portrayed. Sean is effectively looking for love, and it's hard because this town that he lives in, everyone thinks that he did it. None more so than the policewoman who arrested him and tried to put him in jail. Her name's Pam, and she's played by the absolutely incredible Robin Malcolm. And again, she is perfect in this. She is excellent, and the absolute, like, perfectly cast. So Pam lost her job as a police officer after the whole disaster of Sean walking free, and she's made it her life's mission to get him back in jail. So those are the two main characters. But we're introduced to these characters documentary style, or I guess mockumentary style. You know, it continues throughout the film. All the different characters sit down and do interviews with the camera. And that's all intertwined with, you know, things of them actually living their lives. And, you know, movies about rural NZ are often funny purely because, you know, rural New Zealand is funny.
Yeah.
There are lots of classic Kiwi things that the nostalgia makes it funny, the characters make them funny, but every person in this movie are kind of the funniest version of a stereotype. So, you know, it's not overdone, but Rima Tiwaita, she plays local journalist Janice, and she is just a riot. She is so funny. I would watch her just like every night as this made up, like overly made up reporter who is just so stoked to have had this murder fall in her lap. Does it mean she's going to have a book deal at some point?
Yeah, that's the actor Rima Te Wiata.
Wiata, sorry. Yes, and she's just fantastic. And all throughout, I mean, I could go through and name sort of all the Kiwi characters in this that we see. All of them are those people that you, as soon as you see them, you know you've seen them somewhere else. And they're all fantastic. I want to particularly mention Lauren Taylor. She plays the wife of Sean's only friend. And she was the main character in Eagle vs. Shark.
Yeah, Lauren, she's really special. She's an old friend of mine. Hi, Lauren.
Oh, man, Lauren, you are incredible. I actually didn't recognise you in this movie, but she's so funny in this. Just, it's scene-stealing every time. But the movie continues with Sean meeting this really lovely woman who also likes Chinese buffet. She's played by Alice May Connolly, who, and her name's Casey. And they sort of start this courtship, and she really tries to believe him, even though all of her friends and family are saying, you know, he's a murderer. You can't date him. And there are twists and turns. The ending is not necessarily what you'll expect, but it's about the journey. It's about the characters. You know, there is some mystery flung in, which is great, but it's mainly just about these incredible Kiwi legends in this town and trying to deal with a really horrible thing. I mean, it's dark. It's a really dark thing, but you know, Robin Malcolm, I think, has said, Kiwis love dark humour, and I think that was right. I mean, I just, the whole way through, I thought, this is hilarious. I want to watch this 10 times over. So
and where
I
is this,
highly recommend it.
The guy who created it, David White, he's the director and the lead actor, and I think the script writer too. Where has he come from?
You know, I've actually never seen any of his work before, but he has got quite a few to his name, and one of them's called The Couple, the other one is called The Kill? And these are all movies that have gone to festivals and been really well received, and I think in a similar genre, you know, a bit of darkness in there. But I can't say that I've ever seen his work before. He's kind of, to me, almost came out of the blue a little bit with this movie, and so much of it is, it reminds, you know, you can't help but be reminded of Taika Waititi or Jermaine Clement or those type of New Zealand filmmakers and TV makers, because there is this real understanding of New Zealand culture and a real understanding of what makes us tick and why that is inherently funny too. And I think, you know, I think an international audience would still find it funny, but it's this extra little bit that, you know, a Kiwi audience will love. He's got this ridiculous big chainsaw, for instance, Sean does in the movie, and he's sort of swiping right on Tinder while using this ridiculously oversized chainsaw. And it's, you know, it's such a stupid gag, but it's so funny and it pays off every time.
Steve says that this is our rural correspondent, Steve Wynn Harris, says the movie was set in and around Waipukoro. So Steve went to the world premiere because David White, the director and actor, comes from there as well. And Steve describes it as Eagle versus Shark meets the Bain family. Thanks, Steve. I saw actually that the lead actress has Whānau and Geraldine, and her dad is putting on a special screening as well, which is pretty sweet. Come along, buy a ticket and get a free ice cream. So it's got a really Kiwi feel to it.
It really does. I mean, I just thought there's one scene where Casey, she's talking to her dad and he's yelling at her saying, you can't go out with Sean, he's a murderer. And they do a cut to an interview with her workmate, and her workmate is sort of sitting out on this chair smoking a cigarette and, you know, saying, oh, look, you just know. You just wonder why this guy is trying to date her, you know. Is he trying to get hold of all of this? And she sort of gestures around to this, the work that they're at, and it's like this kind of, it's not at all fancy, you know, it's not rich or anything, but it's just a hilarious thing of, like, you know, workmates who you gossip about stuff and you sort of say, oh, well, what's the attention there? And I just thought, that is excellent. Whoever this character is, I've met a thousand of you in my time at different workplaces. You're amazing.
Okay, another, there was This Town, by the way, the new New Zealand comedy, This Town. And then there's a bit of a New Zealand connection in the movie Unhinged because Russell Crowe stars in it.
Russell Crowe is in this. And fun fact, Karen Pistorius is also in this. She's the main character as well as Russell Crowe. And apparently she's Kiwi as well. So she was born in South Africa, but she grew up, she moved to New Zealand when she was 12. So actually two Kiwi actors in this. And Karen's main character, the name of the main character, is named Rachel Hunter, which I just thought was like, you know, Kiwi connections coming out of the wild.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, this is called Unhinged, and it's basically Russell Crowe going on a road rampage for about 2 hours. And it starts with Karen playing Rachel. Rachel is dropping off her kid to school, and she's running late, and she's in the middle of a divorce, and, you know, during the car ride, she gets a call from one of her clients because she's a hairdresser, and she gets dropped as a hairdresser, and so she's just frustrated at everything, and she runs into Russell Crowe. He doesn't have a name, by the way. His character is just the man. Mm-hmm. And you know, he doesn't, when the light turns green, he doesn't go. So she beeps at him in frustration, you know, possibly more aggressively than she normally would because she's having a really bad day. No biggie, but Russell Crowe's character thinks it's a very, very big biggie. And he starts to stalk her and chase her and starts a rampage, hurting everyone that she knows and loves. And the movie is mainly based in the cars. So it's there's a series of car chases throughout, and he's stalking her in this big vehicle. And, you know, his Russell Crowe's characters, his the motives of his character are not really fleshed out. They're all kind of alluded to. So, you know, we see that he has been violent before. We see him downing different pills during the rampage. So it's made clear that he's very unwell, that he's unstable, and that, you know, this is not just road rage. This is someone who is very sick, also having road rage. So it's a complete overreaction, and it turns into this psychological thriller, which keeps escalating. So it's very taut. You know, it's very, like, every sort of scene ramps up the tension. And there's actually parts of it that is quite horror movie-esque. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are parts where I had to close my eyes because I was like, oh, God, that's a bit gory. But what's great about it, as opposed to a horror movie, is that, and you know what thrillers do well, is that Rachel then starts to fight back. She starts to try and outwit him, and she's got her son with her, and together they come up sort of with a plan to fight back. Her son is played by Gabriel Bateman, who I've never seen before. He's about 10 years old, I would say, 12 years old. He did really well. He's sort of just playing a child who really wishes his mum would get her stuff together and, you know, be a bit of a parent. And then watches her really become this badass, just responding and dealing.
Oh, that's good, because the idea of an angry Russell Crowe bullying someone for 2 hours is probably not quite enough to get me along to the flicks, you know what I mean? I'm glad that there's a second act.
I mean, yeah, the thing is that when I when you see Russell Crowe in this, you know, this is not the Russell Crowe of old. He's very well cast in it, because the anger and hatred that he has on his face throughout this movie is terrifying. Like, in real life, if you saw Russell Crowe as he is now and he had that look on his face, you would absolutely run for your life. It was terrifying. But yeah, I mean, I really thought, I understand that you think, you know, a road rage movie, I mean, it is silly. There are parts of it that are absolutely ridiculous. You know, people, they often do this in, like, scary movies or thrillers where people get hurt and then they just keep going on seemingly with more energy than before, and you just think, okay, well, you've got concussion, clearly you should absolutely be in a hospital. What are you doing?
Oh, you must be fun to go to the movies with.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just sitting there going, like, and like tutting at people being strangled and then getting up and running away, you know. But it is, I think, because the tension is always there, it you don't want to look away. Like, it's a very fun watch, and actually the, you know, 2 hours or whatever it is passes very quickly, because you're waiting to find out what happens, and there are a few twists, so it's not exactly what you think it's going to be. It's certainly not a, like, an incredible film by any stretch, but it's absolutely a lot of fun, and it might just, you know, if you're wondering what Russell Crowe is up to, it's a good watch.
Great. And it's called Unhinged, if you're up for a sort of suspense bordering on horror. Ali Ventura, our movie reviewer, nice to chat to you, and thanks so much for seeing these on our behalf.
Thank you. See you later.
Unhinged, and before that, This Town.